Well, welcome back, everyone. I wanted to, or my name's Kevin Holt. I'm the CEO for the U.S. Ajo de Leyes operation. And we've had an opportunity this morning to hear from Franz. He gave us a good overview of our new strategy of leading together and what we've learned there. I'm going to go into more detail. So Franz covered a lot of different topics. I'm going to go into more detail on that. And then as Walter came up, he talked about a lot of the things that we're doing cross-continent. And this is very important. He covered a lot of those. I'm going to add a few more as we get into this today, just to add a little more color on the things that we do together going forward. But first, what I'd like to do is to transition really into the U.S. business and share with you some of the remarkable work that the ADUSA brands are doing. And all of this is focused to win in the local marketplace and to connect with the consumers in our marketplace. Franz already this morning, he congratulated and introduced our leadership team and talked about that, but I want to reiterate the fantastic job that our U.S. leadership team has done in delivering not only the business results that we continue to deliver, but also the fact that the undertaking that we had of delivering the synergies, integrating two great companies that were yet very different companies, as well as the ability for us to stand up our retail business service unit and stand up our PDL operation was a significant amount of work. I can't underestimate or under-punctuate enough how difficult that was, and the teams did a great job of that. And now we're officially ADUSA as of January 1st this year. So we're very proud of that, actually, that we've gotten to that point. And now we're 11 months old, so we're still a baby. But we have a lot on our kind of on our minds and on our plate as we go forward to create the future. So I want to give you a little bit of an overview of what that looks like for us. I want to talk about how we designed our U.S. business model, how our model actually enables us to be the leader or a leader in the grocery market on the East Coast. And before we get started, what I'd like to do is actually give you a little bit of insight into kind of the life inside of ADUSA. We've got a little video clip here that I'd like to run for you.
The great local brands of Ajo de Leyes USA together represent the largest grocery retail group on the East Coast and the fourth largest grocery retail group in the United States. Creating better, healthier lives for customers is at the center of what our brands do, and it has been for nearly a century. Our local brands have close customer connections that differentiate them in their marketplace, and they continue to deepen relationships with customers by delivering on their evolving needs, making shopping easier for customers before they shop and while they shop, so they can focus on enjoying life, offering great prices and personalized value customers can count on, all combined to deliver personalized value. Bringing local flavor into customers' homes with exclusive partnerships. Making private brand products cleaner, more transparent, and sustainable, while enhancing flavor and maintaining value. Creating a complete omni-channel experience grounded in the local, personal connections customers trust. We're leveraging world-class analytics and technology that lets customers engage with the brands on their terms, whether that's online, in stores, on their phones, or at home. We operate one of the largest food e-commerce businesses in the country, and our rich history will springboard us into the future. We have a clear ambition for growth. We're transforming our business, creating a fully integrated experience to be there for customers however, whenever, and wherever they want to engage. Pioneering new capabilities for next day, same day, and instant delivery. Accelerating innovation by creating the right culture to test and learn, and scaling what works, but never, ever losing sight of customers and their needs, and making sure customers can always shop conveniently, buy better, get a great value, and love their experience, no matter when, where, or how they meet our brands.
So that gives you a little bit of a insight on our ADUSA brands and what we're all about. If you look at the combined ADUSA, together we create the largest grocery retailer on the East Coast with approximately 2,000 stores. And we're also one of the leaders in the online business forming the omni-channel world, as we have over 30 years of experience in this area. And J.J. Fleeman will be sharing here in a few minutes a little bit more about what we would have thought of historically as Peapod, but also this idea of delivering an omni-channel environment for our customers, as well as what we've also done in Peapod Digital Labs, which is to add our analytics and all of our digital capabilities, so we combine that all into one center of excellence. So I'm very proud of what our leadership team has accomplished here in the creation of ADUSA, but I'm even more excited about the future, the changing customer, and the ability for our brands to really connect in a way that's unique for our brands in the local marketplace that really will define us for the years to come. So let's talk a little bit about this. And we think that as we talk about this, it really starts with our people and our brands. And our brands are really, were born in the communities that they serve. And they've been the pillar of those communities for many, many years. And some of our brands have existed for over a century in the U.S. Our leaders of our brands are very active in the communities. They're focused on building purposeful connections that all of our brand associates and our customers really can connect with. And we think that's very important. Comes in many, many different ways, whether it's volunteering at a food bank, creating a zero-waste store, providing hunger relief, raising money for childhood cancer, or responding in times of crisis. And we've just had a few of those with the recent hurricane season. Our brand associates are very, very passionate. And it's all about caring. And we think this is very important because ultimately for us, this builds what we consider to be a purpose-driven culture. And we think that's very important because you see, when people are engaged, you'll find them working with pride. You'll find them providing discretionary effort that really is designed around satisfying customers and being a part of the communities that we serve, because they enjoy the place they work. There's meaning in their work, and this is important. And this, in turn, really has driven the significant improvements that Franz talked about earlier in our associate engagement scores. And now we're truly at best of class scoring in our associate engagement scores, both in our sector and also in cross-sector. We're at the very top of that, and we're very proud of that. But in addition to this, our NPS scores, which are the scores where our customers rate us, are also at an all-time high for our ADUSA brands. So a great deal of progress, and really the cornerstone of what we do starts with our people and the culture that all of our brand leadership intends and works daily to really build. So as we created the ADUSA organization, we intentionally and carefully designed the structure to focus on local customer needs. Franz talked about this, Walter talked about this, and it's also very important for our ADUSA that we're enabling future growth through focus on real local retailing, winning in the local marketplace, and also building scale. And this is how we've tried to design the US model. So our local brands are responsible for developing and executing their brand promise and their brand strategies. All of our brands have a brand promise. Why are they there? The brands all have full P&L accountability. They have full responsibility and autonomy to manage and develop their businesses. They can be fast to market and agile because they own it. The brands also are focused on creating a merchant mindset and a selling organization in all of our cultures, because in the end, we really are here to sell stuff. We also have our retail business services unit that was created, and this is our service company in the U.S. That is really our center of excellence, and it provides support for all the brands as the brands request that support. It leverages our scale and our expertise for support services such as things like our own brands, our sourcing, merchandising services, and then functions that we have like IT, legal, and finance. And then finally, Peapod Digital Labs is our center of excellence that we announced in May. And it really is the last piece that we had in setting up our U.S. organization to get ourselves complete for the future. And this includes all of our digital, our media, and our e-commerce organization that will enable our brands to deliver their unique omni-channel experience for their customers. So the structure is designed to provide our great local brands all the necessary services to best serve their customers. But it also enables us, the way we've designed this, to allow for future acquisitions so that we can insert or pull out different brands and so on as we move forward based on the way we've built the model. So we're very excited about this, and we're glad that we're in a position now to move forward. In total, as Franz said, our brands have grown their share by 20 basis points over the last year, and this has really been an organic share growth and not a store count, which really further demonstrates this idea of winning locally and our brand's ability to compete in a highly competitive market by locally connecting with our customers. I wanted to note on this slide also that the Food Lion negative store count that you see here with the minus 31, that's largely merger-driven through divestiture as we came through this. And I also wanted to note that for Food Lion and for Giant Martin's, these are the two markets where we have the highest concentration of discounters as well. And yet we grew share in that area. And in fact, four out of five of our brands here have experienced share growth in the last year. The exception is Stop and Shop, and Stop and Shop's actually had flat performance on share. And we'll hear from Mark shortly on what the Stop and Shop team is doing as they think about reimagining Stop and Shop. So we really are confident that we'll continue to strengthen our share in the marketplace over the coming years, and we do have the plans in place for this to continue. So let's take a little bit deeper look. Let's take a little deeper look at our experience in repositioning brands. And I'm going to use Food Lion as our example of this. Franz talked about it earlier, and I'll go into it, but I think it'll give you a good idea of the experience that we have in actually knowing how to go about repositioning brands. So Food Lion, under the leadership of Meg Hamm and her team, have done a remarkable job in repositioning Stop and Shop while operating in what all of you know as one of the most competitive marketplaces on the East Coast. To put this in context of where this started, back in 2012, Food Lion was losing share. And it was largely due to increased competition, which we still see a lot of competition coming in, aging stores, but largely an undifferentiated value proposition. And Food Lion ultimately developed what we now today call the strategy of easy, fresh, affordable. You can count on Food Lion every day. And this strategy was really born out of the insights directly from consumers, with a focus on developing a real service-oriented culture that underlies all the other changes that were done from a digital and from a store, a physical store type set of changes for the brand. And this idea of the culture is so important to Food Lion. If you go into the Food Lion stores, you can feel it in terms of the work that's been done around improving the culture. And I have to emphasize that because culture, we think, really truly makes a difference in the local marketplace. So I talked about that in terms of building purpose, but we see it in terms of the results that are generated through this. And Food Lion has created this strategy to deliver on ultimately the customer need state that was defined for them and to build their brand promise going forward. But they were also looking to increase the basket size and ultimately drive loyalty. And if you look at it over the last 3 years, they've driven up their NPS scores over 8 points, which is significant in driving up NPS scores of how the consumers think about Food Lion as a brand. And the success of this brand's repositioning is clear. As Franz said this morning, Food Lion's achieved 24 consecutive quarters of comp sales growth and also volume growth, which is critical in our business. Now, Food Lion also continues with a culture of test and learn. It's a culture that we've adopted across ADUSA, but every day new ideas are being tested at Food Lion, and the ones that work are quickly rolled out to all the appropriate stores in the chain. You see, there's even more growth to come for Food Lion, and we do know how to reposition brands. As we shared earlier also, our brands have a leading market share position despite the fact that we operate in a very fragmented market. And what I'm trying to show on this chart is that fragmented market. And what you can see is share relative to all the competitors that have at least a 2% share in our total custom trade areas. And you can see that the market's very fragmented. There's a lot of operators in that situation. And in addition, we have over 150 different operators that make up the total share across our marketplace. And that fragmented marketplace really provides a great opportunity for our brands as we strengthen that local presence and we win in the local marketplace and we see other weaker performers leave the marketplace. Not only does it give us a chance to continue to grow our sales, but it also gives us an opportunity to dense up with additional square footage. But to take advantage of us continuing to grow, we really truly have to keep the customer at the heart of everything we do. And we talk about this all the time in terms of what does our brand purpose stand for in any given brand? Why are we here? Why are we different? How do we connect? These things are critically important to us. And our customers' needs and expectations are changing rapidly today. And although they're still looking for the tried and true old type of things like great value and fresh product and an easy shopping experience, today we're seeing more from customers. They really are looking for omnichannel solutions. They're really looking for, do you know me? I want personalized offers, things that matter to me. And they're embracing technology and they're asking for this in order to make life easier. So as we did the work with Stop & Shop, Stop & Shop actually did a significant amount of consumer research, and they have a customer kind of stereotype that we call Liz. And what we want to do is show you a little bit of the life of Liz, and then we'll talk about how we're working with some key principles for delivering on these simple ideas around how to help Liz be successful in the world today. Hopefully some of you can identify with this.
Thank you. Good morning, Noah. Are you up, buddy?
Good morning, Pumpkin.
Noah, can you confirm you're out of bed, bud? Can I get you something else?
Noah, give me my bed.
Did you ever grab a pencil for school?
Yes.
Okay. Bye, guys. Bye, Joey. Have a good day, babe. Woo! We did it, E.
My job requires a lot of evening work. It's a lot of planning with sitter coverage and meal planning and making sure that when I'm not here, this place can still run. I have to be available. And so even if I'm not on site, I'm still available by text, by phone.
Do it super fast.
I do a lot of crock pot cooking or have things ready for them.
We will go super fast. Supermarket sweet.
Watch over there one time. Legs.
And if they've had a crazy week, then I'm like, oh, we need a healthy meal. You know, that's something I can control. But sometimes chicken nuggets for dinner is totally fine. I constantly use technology. I think it's really changing the way we function. I prefer to go by myself and just kind of cruise and get through it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There are moments that are out of control.
How was everybody today?
And you say, how did I get here?
Set timer for 6 minutes.
When you have three kids, you have a lot more opportunities for meltdowns. You have those moments that are just magical. And they just balance each other out somehow. Nothing is more important than these little people in my house. I feel lucky to be their mom, and I feel really lucky to be in this family. For sure.
I'm hopeful that some of us can identify with that in today's busy world, of how we think about things. But, when you watch that video, it really is what our business is all about. It's connecting with people in a way that really helps them meet the needs for the people that they love and for themselves. And so it's a really, really great business that we operate in, and we're very, very passionate about this in terms of what we do. But you see, meeting the needs of Liz is the cornerstone of what all of our brands are doing. And each of our brands has a targeted Liz. Now, they may call Liz some other name, and they indeed do, but we've developed around this idea kind of four simple principles that I have shown here that we're using to influence each of our customer experience strategies. And these include this idea of dependable value and personalized solutions, the right assortment, the right space, easy for her, and also this idea of a better neighbor that I started to highlight earlier. Now, each of our brands may indeed bring this to life differently, but they do so around what's appropriate for their brand promise and their brand strategy to win with their local customers. Now, our brands create value, and I'm going to go through each of these principles for us here in a little bit of detail. So our brands create value holistically through a variety of ways that the customer can save based on their preferences. And this is very important for us, and I'll give you an example of why it's so important. Local competitive pricing and promotions on items that matter most really is the foundation of our price value and the brands creating value. But in addition to this, each of our brands also deliver personalized offers, such as money savings reward programs and coupons through her choice of channel. Our brands also offer unique programs that are exclusive to the brands, like our limited time reserve wines and our Fiore Fiore Italian products. And I mentioned those two to complement what Walter was saying earlier, working with our own brand teams, the imported wine that's being actually brought into Mike Vale's team up at Hannaford is with the Belgian group that we've actually brought in, and we're selling it, importing it. We get much better margins that way, and we're already 2 weeks into it, I think 12% through the allotments that we received on this. And these are just a few of the examples of the kinds of things that we do together and we continue to build on as Walter's team and my team work together. So by combining these competitive pricing promotions along with personalized offers, exclusive and unique programs, the brands provide their customers locally with that great maximum value. And it's these savings programs together that create the value and price perception that our customers attribute to our brands. You see, it's no longer just the old days of shelf price. It's a combination of things that ultimately make up the price value perception today. So let me show you an example of what I mean by this, and I'll stay with the Food Lion example using this slide, and I'll take you through how this comes to life at Food Lion. You see, at Food Lion, there are thousands of items within 2% of a leading big box retailer. And these items are really the ones that are most relevant to our Food Lion consumer. So they do have dependable low prices on the items that matter most to the targeted customer. And the basket's designed to be within approximately 10% of the big box retailer. Now, Food Lion customers have this every day, but then in addition to this, they have additional ways to save on top of these dependably low prices. Customers can participate in exclusive saving programs that are digitalized and personalized. And earlier we heard about Shop and Earn, which is the program that Food Lion has built. And basically you can log on to the Food Lion app to experience savings on average of more than $20 a month. And for our customers who are the most loyal to it, it gets as high as $40 a month that our customers actually are using on this. These are targeted and they're very personalized offers, and this program's designed to grow basket and to increase loyalty. And indeed, it's doing that, thus far showing a significant sales increase and a retention rate of over 78% of the customers who have tried the program. I'd also like to note, though, that Food Lion, again, as we talked about winning locally, also allows for very specific local pricing on most competitive items in the competitive marketplace that they can do locally to allow them to be agile in pricing when we're competing with particularly discounters. Food Lion has invested more than $23 million in the Shop and Earn savings this year. So those are rewards that consumers have received. And they've also sent more than 1.2 billion personalized offers in 2018. And as we talked about, Franz talked about AI, that type of thing, we have gotten much, much better at the ability for us to personalize these in a very meaningful way. And when you look at this, our rates of redemption on the personalized offers are on average 3 times higher than before we started personalization with the right algorithms and so on. And in many of our programs, they're as high as 10 times. So it's a significant improvement that we're seeing with this. And of course, in the end, this has allowed Food Lion to grow their market share by over 15 basis points in the past year. And you saw that that's been done by winning in the local marketplace, not by adding square footage. So this is a good example of how our brands think about value creation and ultimately price perception that our consumers have of us and is implemented across our brands. Now, as we get into the right assortment in the right space, each of our brands are focused on the curation of customer-centric assortments implemented on a local level. And Walter talked about this. This is very, very important that we're consumer-centric on this and that we're dynamic in how we're doing this, because Center Store in particular continues to change, and there are many ways for us to reinvent it. Now, our local retail business services team, or our local, not local, our retail business service team is our group that's actively working to develop and provide all of the integrated analytics, the tools that are necessary for the brand efforts in this area. So you see, our idea here is to build these kind of things once, and then the brands can use them as services. We use tools like IRI's Liquid Data Platform. We use tools like Revionics for pricing and markdown management. And we also have custom assortment optimization and space tools that really enable our brands to create the right assortments, adding local relevance, and it helps us improve our working capital. We're creating fresh, healthy, local assortments that are on trend, and we also try to provide in all of our stores an added twist of surprise and delight that keeps our customer, keeps the customer's experience fresh, personalized, and engaging. Our own brands, our local assortments, and our meal solutions are all critical to our brands to strategically differentiate, and we're investing significantly in those. Our own brands today, as we've heard earlier, have a 27% penetration in sales, which is very good in the U.S. in terms of where we're at. And we've also exceeded our healthy sales goals and targets that we had for own brands. We're now at 49%. Our goal was 45, and 2020 was to be at 50%, so we're well ahead of our goals there and moving forward with it. And we also have introduced a fair number of limited time originals, and these are own brand originals that we bring into stores seasonally and so on. And as we've started to introduce those, we're seeing an 18% increase in sales over the past year. And we receive a lot of media feedback and so on from our customers about how they like that surprise and delight. For the past several years, our brands have also been developing these local relationships with local growers. And today we have over 650 local farms that work with our brands up and down the East Coast. Together, they supply over 5,500 fresh items that come from our local suppliers, our local farmers. And with this focus on highly relevant local fresh assortments, our sales are up 10% year over year on locally grown products. We've also been active in furthering expanding our meal kit solutions. This year alone, we've introduced over 130 new meal kits, and sales are up over 50% for meal kits. In addition to this, in our Peapod group, they've actually worked directly with restaurants in the communities and curated meal kits with what people in the community would think of as the best restaurant groups. And you saw the picture of Wildfire and some others earlier that Franz showed on that. So a lot of really innovative things that people are doing. And then finally, we've continued to develop our fresh in-store kitchens to provide the highest possible eating experience for our customers. And this is also a channel that we haven't been really involved in, so it's new revenue opportunity for us that we haven't had in the past to take away from quick serve and a lot of others and to build frequency in the stores. And you'll see some of this that Mark will show, and those that visit the Stop and Shop stores today will see some of this in the stores. So, as I've mentioned about our own brands, I want to go a little bit more into that. Our own brands has a sales penetration of 27%. With brands like our Nature's Promise, which is our natural and organic, that brand is now over $1 billion in sales. And in 2018, we introduced over 1,500 new innovative items to our brand portfolio. Our own brands portfolio is designed to provide the right value proposition and differentiation for our brands. From our opening price point value brands that you see here, like Guaranteed Value, to our lifestyle brands that offer healthy and unique product assortment. Our portfolio provides great flexibility for our brands as they build their consumer-centric assortments. And so all of the brands are utilizing the private brands, and they're doing it in a way to help build out their assortments. Now, our RBS team has responsibility for this, and they've invested significantly in creating our new own brands team. And this has been a significant effort because we used to outsource a lot of this, and recently we decided to bring all of our own brands efforts internal. And so today we've brought in all of our brokerage, all of our product design, all of our innovation, all of this is done internally. In addition to bringing that online, our RBS team recently announced, we just had actually the press release a couple weeks ago, our second fresh meat plant that will deliver quality and cost savings to the brands, as well as in this plant, we'll be doing unique guest convenience items that allows our brands to differentiate and provide, again, an easy solution for her. And looking forward, our RBS team is committed to opening our first culinary kitchen. We're well on our way to doing that for innovation, and we're also looking at creating our first central kitchen that will allow us to produce cost effectively and bring production online. Now, you know, with 85% of consumers indicating that they purchase private brands, own brands really is a cornerstone of our assortment strategy and a key differentiation point for our brands. And so we wanted to spend a little bit of extra time talking about that. The next principle that we have is this idea of making it easier for her. And this is a key principle in terms of meeting our customer expectations. Now, our PDL organization will provide the capabilities that each brand can leverage to deliver a seamless experience that really does allow her to engage whenever, however, that she chooses to, both in-store and online. So the preparation for this functionality has been taking place in 2018. We've been diligently investing in this, and you'll start to see pilots and rollout happening here as we enter 2019. We'll be including in this all the brands bringing together, bringing to life the digital experiences for their customers, such as single sign-on. They'll also be integrating loyalty and all their digital offers. And this will create really a seamless experience for our customer across the omni-channel environment, which we haven't had up until now. Our brands are also committed to providing convenient solutions for their customers. And by 2020, same-day solutions will be available to over 65% of our brand's combined customer base. And what this means is that in our large metro markets, it'll be well over 80%, but in total, we'll be at a 65%. And furthermore, our brands are making it easier for our customers to shop in-store through improved layouts and technology that's designed to make the customer shopping experience easier. And if we look at that and some of the work that we're doing, even in small formats, and so Nick Bertram's Giant Martin's team will be opening Heirloom Market, right, which is our first small store in Philadelphia. And that store is only about 7,000 or 8,000 square feet. And it's really designed around fresh, but then it's augmented with Peapod deliveries. So you can do your full shop. We have pickup in the store, and we also have home delivery. And so it gives you an opportunity to take that small idea and make it into a full omni-channel environment. And we continue to test these kind of stores and environments across the organization. So we're excited about that. And then finally, discovery and inspiration, where our customers are increasingly looking for our brands for discovery. And this is very important in all of our research. Consumers really want this because they want to be able to do special things for their family and try new things. And the brands are really responding with rich online and in-store content that encourages customers to try new things. For example, and we saw actually in Walter's the whole recipe online and developing recipes online to make meal planning easier and auto-load them into your cart. These are all things that the customers really expect. But also adding that something distinct for everyday or special occasions or special buy-ins that we can get, things like this that the customers really like, and it drives great value. So we're very excited about that. And then finally, I've already highlighted that we're passionate about making our communities better, and being a better neighbor is really core to our local brands and how we build purpose in our brands. And our data suggests that customers really do want to affiliate with brands that stand for something. That's important to them. And we've committed to two key kind of strategic areas of focus that we'll continue to really be strong in. The first is reducing waste and emissions. And this covers a lot of different things, but I'll cover just a few of them here for you. The first is this idea of zero waste. And so again, we've had our first zero waste store at Giant Martin's that was just announced, and we've got several others soon that will be in zero waste. We've got a lot of stores that are very close, and all of our local brands are applying zero waste principles. Our brands are committed to reducing packaging and plastic waste in all of our own brand assortments, and we continue diligently to do that as we move forward and we continue to look at redesign of our assortments. Our brands also operate 930 ENERGY STAR certified stores and 50 LEED certified stores. And our local brands have donated in 2017 103 million pounds of food working directly with local food banks. And it goes well beyond the local food banks. We also have worked in the communities. In many of these communities, they really need help, not only with us providing the food, but with other sponsors to help people to improve the quality of life. And we're very proud of the work that all of our brands are doing in this area. In addition, we've talked about the removal of additives and transparency that Franz talked about earlier. And we recently announced at the Sustainability Summit here in New York, actually, that we'll be removing all of our artificial ingredients from our own brand products by 2025. And every year that we move closer to 2025, we are taking big steps to renovate our products. So if you think about this, with approximately 34% of U.S. adult population being pre-diabetic, and 77% of consumers will say in the surveys that they're trying to limit or avoid sugar. That's pretty stark, isn't it? And last year alone, we took out over 1 million pounds of sugar in reformulating our private brands. And we did that without having the taste profiles vary. And so we're very proud of the work that we're doing there. And we think this is a great way for us to differentiate and tell our story. But we also know that consumers are looking for more transparency. And because of this, all of our U.S. brands have adopted our Guiding Stars Nutritional Rating Program. And this program really helps customers navigate and make informed choices about the food that they eat. And so if you were to look at it here, you can see the 3 stars on the board, but it's a 1, 2, 3 star, very simple. And it's built around the idea of salt, sugar, and fat. And it really helps us reformulate around these things and help consumers find better choices for what they're doing, whether the item is chosen online or the item's chosen at shelf in the store. So we're very pleased with this, and we'll continue to build on this health awareness as we move forward with what we're doing. And then finally, what I wanted to do was talk to this idea of save to invest. And we have a rich culture, actually, in pre-merger in both companies and now post-merger together, in our ability to self-fund our investments and continue to look at ways that we can do a couple of things. The first is that we want to improve quality while we reduce cost. And that's very important in the concept of what we're looking for here. And as you know, we've already found significant synergy savings, and I've talked about several of the innovative ideas we're bringing forward, like our central kitchens, our culinary centers, our second meat plant. These not only enable our local brand strategies to be successful, but it also allows us to bring our costs down. And there are many others that we're doing across the enterprise. I'll give you a few examples that kind of move across some of the different domains that have to do with cost. East Coast Events is where where all the brands buy into things like new items, and it allows us to leverage the size and scale of ADUSA by partnering with CPGs to introduce new items and programs that enable our brands to drive sales. Again, we're about selling stuff. We've also created ADUSA Media Partnership, and this is an important new revenue stream for us. JJ will cover a little bit more about this, and I know you've been hearing about this and a lot of the other from other retailers as well. And I heard a lot of this last night from a number of you. We have many ideas in the pipeline around cost reductions, including work from our Not For Resale team, our NFR team. They've done a tremendous job, and they continue to help us bring down the cost of our supplies and other areas as we move forward. And it should be noted that our brands also are constantly looking for new innovative ways to lower cost while also improving this customer experience. So some examples of this would include our ScanIt mobile pay and frictionless checkout. We also just recently announced our second Fresh Idea campaign, where all team members across both continents actually submit ideas around how to save money. In the U.S., we've got over 600 submissions already early in the campaign, and we take those and we start looking at ways to find different ideas around how we can actually improve quality and reduce cost. So Jeff will talk a little bit more about this when we hear his comments around Save for the Customer and Save to Invest as we go forward. So finally, what I'd like to do is close with a couple of things here. I'm confident in the ADUSA leadership team and our associates' ability to deliver and shape food retailing on the East Coast. We are nothing if it isn't for our people, and I really believe we have a very, very strong team that's proven itself consistently, time and time again, that we deliver on what we say we're going to deliver. And that's important for you to know. A few other key takeaways are, is that we're really focused on growing great local brands and their market share. We believe that the local ecosystem wins. We really believe that. We believe that customers are at the center of everything we do. All of our brand purposes are focused around this idea of the customer as the primary element and the filter. We're going to leverage the power of local, scale, and omnichannel. We're committed to this. We need all three, and so we will continue to drive for this. And finally, we have a very disciplined approach to investing for our future. And we also have a very strong culture around test and learn. And together, we believe that we will use this in order to continue to define the East Coast grocery retailing. And we're very, very pleased that you've taken the time today to hear our story. And I'm very pleased to have presented it. So thank you very much. And now I'm going to turn it over to J.J. Fleeman. And J.J., our president of Peapod Digital Labs, will give us an update on what's going on there. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.